Sometimes you don't know why you have to do something. It doesn't make sense to you, and still you feel like you should, but you don't know why. Only after, sometimes a lot later, and more long time after, you realize why that thing you felt like you had to do was useful. And the point is that you cannot always know the steps you're supposed to take in advance, because as you're taking them, the steps are not making any sense. You feel like you're just randomly trying a path, and in the moment, you might doubt. And this doubt is very religious and very spiritual, and it ties into this idea of letting go or having faith. Faith is deeply important. Faith means that you rest in the knowledge and comfort in your decision to follow what it is that is guiding you. And you cannot know where you are supposed to end up beforehand, but afterwards it makes perfect sense. And sometimes life or God calls upon you to set sail, and the wind blows you in a certain direction, and the only thing that can really disturb the voyage is your own reluctance to be willing to follow the wind. I believe that if you're willing to follow the wind, but you're also willing to stop when the wind stops blowing, then you're on the right track. But if you keep pushing on, even though the wind has stopped and the signs tell you to stop, then you're maybe just running from something. Sometimes I struggle with that, and I meet that because I move around a lot, and I do feel like I follow a sense of direction, but sometimes the freedom and the roaming can be overwhelming because I wonder where do I stop? Do I stop at a place I choose with my mind or a place that I choose with my heart? And there are so many places on this world which I have stopped at and loved. But in all truthfulness, there are very few that I really want to stay in. And perhaps that's my role in life. Maybe my job is to be moving around and spreading light or spreading whatever people get out of my presence. I think sometimes that staying put would be interesting. The thing is that wherever I end up staying put, I'm not so sure I want to really be there. And I trust that instinct. And I do believe deep down that this massive journey will come to an end eventually. And I believe this journey will also have deep meaning. And I have to allow the hands of God to carry me and to have faith in what I am doing and what it's supposed to do and fulfill. I want to have a positive impact on the world. The question is just, I think it's only a question of faith. Sometimes when I've doubted, I've noticed that I arrive where I'm supposed to be anyways. And all that doubt was for nothing. It's better to see what God or the universe wants to show you. And the things that can cause you most pain or harm is actually when your mind takes over, or when you start to calculate too much. You calculate possible outcomes and you worry and you try to adjust for unknowns. And this process kills the presence of being in the here and now. And I've had a lot of encounters with this, where you're basically in a paradise, but you're also carrying a burden. If you focus on the burden while you're in paradise, then you lose the experience of paradise. And when that burden resolves, you will wonder why you allowed it to weigh you down when there were so many things in life that wanted to lift you up. And to be able to carry burdens, we all have burdens, and they can be work or various things that require our struggle to overcome. But the best way to carry yourself when you have a burden and you're in paradise is to have confidence. You need to have confidence and trust in your own abilities, that you can overcome and you shall overcome the obstacles that are put in your place, or the obstacles that are put in front of you. If you know that you can overcome them, you can carry yourself with a straight back and pride and determination and perseverance, because you know you're on the path you're supposed to walk. You feel it deeply and it feels right. So there are no questions about what you ought to do. And if you're faced with a hardship, you know that that hardship came to you as a lesson. You should be thankful for that hardship. And you should trust in yourself and God that the outcome is the one that you need. It doesn't mean you should allow challenges to beat you. It simply means that you shouldn't demand perfection from life. The journey is not about perfection. It's more about the journey. And if you can love the beautiful and the ugly equally, you will come closer to wholeness and the purpose of this experience we call life.